couple of cards inside, just in the pew in front of you. One's yellow and one's blue. If you take some moments to fill those out before the scripture readings are finished, shortly thereafter at the offering time, we'll be gathering those. And I would just like to say, if you have a prayer, the blue card, I believe it is, fill that out, and we'll be praying for those on Sunday as well and throughout the week. So God's blessings, we're glad you are here. Could I have you stand and greet one another with a handshake of warmth and welcome? Hello? How are you? Good to see you. Hello? Welcome. Welcome. Hi, how are you? Hello again. Me too. Hello. Peace of the Lord. Peace of the Lord. Peace of the Lord, Bob. Hello. How are you? How are you? Hello. Hello. Any questions? Yeah, follow them. Watch what they do. God's blessings, guys. God's blessings. I think you guys are going to be actually last. So, hello. Please remain standing as we make our beginning for our order of service. We make our beginning this evening in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we come into the Lord's presence, we must first confess that we are not worthy to be here. Our words, our actions, our decisions, even our plans so often are against God's will for us. We ignore His presence, forget His providence, deny His love for us, and even seek other gods. How then can we expect to come into the presence and gather at the table of all knowing King of Kings? Because He has invited us to do so. He is calling you unto Himself this evening to be fed by His word and sacrament, to be strengthened in faith, and to be renewed in spirit. Let us trust in His mercy and repent of our sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I have sinned and turned my back on You. My thoughts, words, and actions do not reflect the love You have shown me. I have come into Your presence, seeking Your mercy and repenting of all my sins. Forgive us, Lord. The words of forgiveness I speak to you now are not my words. I speak them in the stead and by the command of my Lord. He has commanded that when His children confess their sins, they are to be forgiven. Do you believe this?
Yes.
I then forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Please join us in the singing of our first hymn.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lord God, bless your people this day. Instruct us, care for us, guide us, that we may forever be counted among your disciples whom you love. Amen. You may be seated.
Everyone, and welcome to Trinity. We're so glad you're here to enjoy the evening. The reading for today is from Exodus chapter 24, starting with the third verse. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the just decrees. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrifice, peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took a book of the covenant and read it in hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heavens for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people. They behold God and ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next lesson is from 1 Corinthians 10, verses 16, beginning with verse 16. The cup of blessing that we bless is not a participation in the blood of Christ. The bread that we break, it is not a participation in the body of Christ, because there is one bread. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel for this evening is recorded in the book of St. Mark, the 14th chapter, and will serve as the basis for this evening's message. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it, just as he had told them. And they prepared there the Passover. And when it was evening, Jesus came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man must go as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him if that man had not been born." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, and he gave it to them, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank of all of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.
Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This Lamb is Christ, the soul's great friend, the Lamb of God our Savior, whom God the Father chose to send to gain for us his favor. Go forth, my son, the Father said, and free my children from their dread of guilt and condemnation. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by your passion they will share the fruit of your salvation.
Grace, mercy, and peace be richly and abundantly poured out upon each of you this night. Wow, it's nice to see you, and especially our young people as they are about to receive their first communion. I think it's fitting for us to look at something that happened also as we gather tonight. We're going to be learning a bit about what happened in this week called Holy Week. Last Sunday, we remember the Palm Sundays. We brought branches from our palm trees and out of our yards, and a few people brought them from some other places. But in any case, and maybe their neighbors, I'm not sure. But in any case, we started to see and to thank God for the fact that we could be among the disciples who were entering ceremoniously, you could say, several thousand years later, and we were celebrating and waving our palms, and we were saying, Hosanna. And Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel, Jesus. And he was mounted upon a donkey. And what we start to think is then, Maundy Thursday, tonight, just 4 days later, Jesus would celebrate with his disciples a very special meal. And you're going to get to be a part of celebrating a very special meal this evening as well. Our text tells us on the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, that this was a very big deal. Because what you were seeing is that every Jewish believer celebrated annually. Many would go to Jerusalem even to be able to be in the worship service in the synagogue as pilgrims. Jesus and his disciples were also to celebrate the Passover too. But there would be a twist on that this evening. Something more that Jesus added. Here they would remember certainly their Jewish bondage several centuries earlier in Egypt. And you remember that story perhaps in the Old Testament when the Jewish people were being held in slavery for 400 years and that Pharaoh did not want to let Moses and the children of Israel go and worship God in the wilderness. And God sent a plague one at a time, but Pharaoh still would not allow the children of Israel to leave. But on the 10th plague, finally Pharaoh conceded. Because what you had seen is that the angel of death had gone through all of Egypt searching for homes that didn't have the blood of the Lamb. And what God had warned Moses and the children of Israel to do was to sacrifice a lamb. And then to take the blood of that lamb and smear it upon the doorpost of the homes. And then to roast that lamb and to eat it because of the journey that they were about to go on and to take. When you and I start to look at this, we start to see that the angel of death had passed over the Israelites' homes. But what we see is that all of Egypt was suffering the loss of their firstborn child, beauty as well as beast. And what we start to see is that Egypt wanted them to leave. And they did leave. They left that very next day. Having eaten the lamb for the journey, they were ready to go on that journey. But here now, several centuries later, Jesus in the New Testament would celebrate Passover with his disciples. But he would announce that there was something more that was going to happen. And what we will see is that just as the blood of the Lamb was spotless, was perfect, in the Old Testament, Jesus was predicted to be the one true spotless Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the whole world. And as long as we would have upon our hearts the blood of the Lamb covering our sins, the angel of death would pass us over as well. The bread and the wine that we are going to receive here this evening are in, with, and under, also surrounded by the presence of Jesus in his flesh and blood, which overcame death and the grave. And so you're going to be receiving the presence of Christ in, with, and under that bread and that wine. And this is food for the journey that you and I are upon as we walk through this life and follow the leading of our Lord and our Savior. Jesus told the disciples this Passover night that one of them would betray him. Has anyone ever betrayed you? That's a very sad time. You feel as though you wonder how long it's been going on.
You feel as though certainly not a friend could ever do that to you. That's how I'm sure Jesus felt, because he was also truly human, not just the Son of God. But Jesus, while he was reclining at the table and eating, he said, "I tell you that one of you will betray me." And they one by one went and said, "Surely not I, Lord, not me." But Jesus warns Judas, the disciple who would betray him, I believe, some 9 times before Judas went out and did what he did. Now, Jesus doesn't single him out, pointing him out amongst the other disciples, but lovingly, Jesus says to all, but to Judas as well, "Don't do it. It's going to happen to me as it's supposed to happen, as it's written. But it won't end for you well, brother, if you do this betrayal." Jesus says, "For the one who now dips his hand in the bowl with me will betray me." You know, wouldn't you have liked to have been there? Wouldn't you like to ask and to have seen, was Jesus looking at Judas when he said those words? Or was Judas' hand perhaps at that very moment in the bowl with Jesus? Was Jesus pointing out to Judas? Privately pointing to Jesus? Just so that he would understand that he knew his secret plan of betraying Jesus with a kiss had been uncovered? Oh, how Jesus' words must have stung. He knew what Judas was up to, that he was the betrayer. But Jesus, out of love, continued to warn Judas not to do it. I pause and I simply ask you, has God ever asked you not to do something? Has he ever said to you, "You shouldn't do that. That's a sin"? Has your gut told you, or your conscience within inside of your mind, has it yelled, "No, don't do that"? But your flesh cried out, "Oh, go ahead, do it, do it." It's pleasant. It's a delight to the eye. It tastes good. I want to be like. Doesn't that sound like a conversation, my friends, that happened in also another garden? The Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve as they were talking to the devil, where our flesh tries to reason with our mind that it would be good for us to go ahead and take a bite, to just do it. Lord, forgive us when we bite out of the forbidden fruit in our world. Forgive us for looking at the temptation and seeing how it makes such bold and happy promises, but how in reality it's really a poison. Because your word tells us when temptation is conceived in our minds, it gives birth to sin. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. And while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, and he gave it unto his disciples. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, given unto death for you. Given unto death for you." Jesus was saying, "I'm going to have to die for the forgiveness of all your sins. But I'm willing to do that. I am the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the entire world, but yours and mine. Your mom's, your dad's, your brother's. Yeah, even your brother's or your sister's sins." I see that. It was a hit. His body sacrificed and his blood was shed upon the cross. Not on the doorpost of every home, but rather on Calvary's cross, where Jesus had paid the entire debt of all of our sins. You know, the ugly sins, the embarrassing sins, the huge ones, and the ones that no amount of scrubbing will ever remove that stain. Jesus' sacrifice not only removes the stain, but also the stink of our sins, because they get rather smelly, you know. As you and I commune tonight, as we take and eat and take and drink, the body and the blood of Christ in, with, and under this bread and wine, you are receiving the forgiveness of Jesus. His one-time sacrifice upon Calvary's cross allowed the angel of death to literally pass over your life. And death itself has now been swallowed up in victory for you. And the gravity of death in the grave has been defeated for you. Some of you tonight will be taking communion for the very first time. You will come forward saddened by your sins as you think of them, as you recall them. But you can leave this communion table here tonight and any time from the rail that you commune in the future, no longer saddened, but rather celebrating the victory of forgiveness offered to you here with this bread and wine as you receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. Jesus would suffer on Good Friday, tomorrow. He would die. He would die upon a cross. But 3 days later, the Bible tells us that he would rise again from the dead. He warned them that the days ahead would be very difficult, that they would all, in fact, fall away. And then he said, after I've been raised, I will see you in Galilee. He gave them a game plan about what's going to happen. I know that some of you as young people are going to go through confirmation. You're going to finish it. And some of you may say, I just graduated. You may think that this is the last time I really ever need to do this and go to church. But my friends, it's just the beginning of an entire new life with Jesus. And I hope and I pray that you will find a place here at Trinity Lutheran Church, not only where you can learn, but where you can serve. Serve your Savior, Jesus Christ, as an active member of the body of believers here in this congregation. You're not graduating today or in a few months. You're just getting started. You're confirming your faith. You're saying, I want to believe in you, Jesus. You suffered and died. You rose again from the dead. I believe that my sins are forgiven because of what you, Jesus, have done. For that, Lord, we give you thanks. But I want you to hear this, that Christ gave a game plan for what was about to happen. He told them, his disciples, of his Easter, this Easter story. But he said, before all of this happens, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to die, and you're going to fall away. But 3 days later, I'm going to rise from dead. And I want to let you know right now that I'll see you in Galilee. Galilee was an area nearby Jerusalem where Jesus would meet up with his disciples, where he would again see them, where they would see the one who had been put to death, who was now alive. They were going to meet with him. And I just want you to know, Jesus predicted this the night before he was crucified. And it has happened. And that's a historical fact, my friends. It's something that you can believe in, something you can count in, and something you can bank your future in, even your eternal future in. Tonight, congratulations to you. We welcome you. We look forward to having you commune with us. Not only tonight, but each and every Sunday. And may God bless you as we walk together through the future days for the journey, like the children of Israel were on, that we will walk together, eating upon this bread and this wine, receiving the body and blood of our Lord, the spotless Lamb of God, even as the Israelites did in Moses' day. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for prayer.
O Lord and Savior Jesus, we indeed do give you thanks. Thank you for instituting this meal called Holy Communion. And we ask, O Lord, as we prepare to take that, that you would hear our prayers of confessions for the sins that we have committed, the ways in which we have made mistakes, the ways in which we have fallen short, the ways in which we have not done what we should have done. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to celebrate the forgiveness that is found in you, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated.
When you prayed beneath the trees, it was for me, O Lord. When you cried upon your knees, how could it be, O Lord? When in blood and sweat and tears, you dismissed your final fear. When you faced the soldier's fears, you stood for me. O Lord.
O Lord Jesus, as you celebrated with your disciples, it seemed like such a night of possibilities, of destinies and futures, bright and excited with hope. And yet you announced to your disciples a different plan, where you would suffer and die to pay for our sins, yes. But Lord, there are things in the plans for our lives sometimes that we don't understand as well. Help us, O Lord, to see that you are still in charge as you were that night. Help us with these young people who are going to be joining in this congregation, not only as baptized members, but having their first communion and in a couple of months to join as communicant members.
with the life ahead of them, with possibilities and dreams and plans. May you, O Lord, allow them to know and to understand the plans you have prepared for them and help them to walk in them. Lord, be with Elijah and Brian and Carmela. Be with Skylar and Lydia. Be with Kelly and Luke and Angelica and Juan. And may your grace and your mercy surround them every day of their life. May they serve you with their life. May you help them as parents in the future to raise up their family and their children as believers in you. O Lord, bless them. Be with them for this journey. And may their life be filled with abundance of your grace and mercy. And together we now pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had broken it and given thanks, he gave it unto his disciples, and he said, Take and eat. This is my body given unto death for you. Likewise, in the same manner, when he had supped and had given thanks, he took the cup. And when he blessed it, he gave it unto them, and he said, Take and drink ye all of it, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Be seated. Welcome to the table of the Lord. We are here gathered to receive the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior. As I give this to you, I ask that you would pass it on to your next family member. Take and eat the true body of Jesus, given unto death for you. Repeat those words, take and eat. Body of Christ. In the the same way, Jesus says, take and drink. This is my blood poured out for you, the remission of your sins. Take and eat. True blood of Christ given unto death for you, the remission of all your sins. Take and eat the blood of Christ. And now may the Lord bless you. You are his child. By the virtue of your baptism, he loves you so much. He loves you so much. God bless you. Be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of all your sins. Take and eat. Lord Jesus, bless you. He loves you. You're his child by virtue of your baptism. Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of each of your sins, the strengthening of your faith. Depart now in his joy and in his peace. Your sins have been forgiven. And may the Lord bless you, and may he keep you all the days of your life as you walk with him. Say with me the following prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts be blessed. I'd like to have you take and eat the body of Christ given unto death for you. And I'd like to have you pass this to your wife and then pass it on. Take and eat. Repeat those words, take and eat. The body of Christ, given unto death for you. The Lord Jesus bless you and keep you all the days of your life. Jesus loves you and has called you his little girl. He loves you very much. Death for you. And now may this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve in you the true faith unto life everlasting, heart in peace, know and serve him gladly all the days of your life. Say this prayer with me. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. I'm going to hand this to you. I invite you to take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. And you pass it on and say, take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for you. Now, take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of all your sins, and the strengthening of your faith. Jesus says, take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you, the blood of Christ, given unto death for you. And now may this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus, strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith. Serve him gladly. Amen. Thank you for what you did to make this. Teacher. Thank you. Jesus. Be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body, given unto death for you, and the remission of all your sins, and the strengthening of your faith. Take and eat. The true body of Jesus. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, poured out for you, for the remission of all your sins, and the strengthening of your faith. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given for you. Now may this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve in you the true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Repeat this prayer with me. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Now may this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith, the life everlasting. Amen. Congratulations. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Repeat this prayer after me. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. I'm going to hand this to you, and I'd like to have you, as I say, take, eat. This is the body of Christ. Take one and hand it to Daniel. Now may this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Go and serve him gladly. Amen. these words, this prayer, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Kathleen, take and eat the true body of Jesus, given unto death for you, and then say that to your neighbor. Keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord, and please say this prayer with me. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. I'm going to give you the host. And Marcy, take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Give that to your neighbor and say, take and eat. See? May this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in his peace, my friends. Go and serve him gladly always. welcome to the table of the Lord. Please say with me, come Lord Jesus, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. The body of Christ, given unto death for you. Rusty, take this and then pass the bowl around. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for you. Common. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you. Pass it on. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of your sins. Take and drink, Kevin, the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of each of your sins and the strengthening of your faith. Take and drink. True blood of Christ given unto death for you. May the Lord bless you by virtue of your baptism, you are his child. And now may this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus, strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith unto life everlasting. Heart his peace. Amen. Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. As I hand this to you, take, eat, the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Please pass this on and say, take and eat. May this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve in you the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart now in his peace, go in his joy, and serve him always. Amen. welcome to the table of the Lord. Please say this prayer with me. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Jesus says, take and eat. This is my body, given unto death for you. Pass it on. Take and eat. True body of Christ, given unto death for you. Lord, bless you. You're his child. Lord, bless you. You're his child by virtue of your baptism. Given unto death for you, for the remission of all your sins, the strengthening of your faith. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you, for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ, given unto death for you, the blood of Christ for you, the blood of Christ for you. And now may this true body and true blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus preserve in each of you the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in his peace, go with his joy, and serve him always. Amen. Pass this on and say, take and eat. Given unto death for you. Part in his joy and in his peace. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. And now may this true body, true blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart with his peace. Go and serve him gladly. Amen. This prayer with me. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Take and eat, just read the true body of Jesus, given unto death for you. Take and pass it on. Given unto death for you. Take and drink.
true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve in each of you the true faith, the life everlasting. Depart in his peace, go with his joy, and serve him always. Amen. During the stripping of the altar, we will read Psalm 22 by your elder and myself, and we invite you to follow along in the following pages of your service folder as our altar guild, goes ahead and strips the altar.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest.
Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted in you, you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame.
But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him.
Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help.
Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open their mouths at me, like ravening and roaring lion.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death.
For dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots.
But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, for you have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen.
I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. He has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him.
From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever.
All of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it.